Blog Talk Radio. Never knew my life could be this way. I never knew the sun could shine all day. Never thought I'd live beyond my past until I found Jesus. I never thought I'd be in this place. Oh, I'm glad, so glad I'm living my life in this place. Ooh. Again. You see, I was so hurt, so hurt. Never knew the pain.
I've been around the world, seen a lot of people, the pain away. I'm so in love with you. You make me happy. You make me whole. You take the pain away. I'm so in love with you.
Hold it down right here on the Shine Lord Radio Show. God has literally been so amazing all week long, and guess what? We made it back again right here on We Talk Radio Network. I am just absolutely elated tonight to have this young man who is a pinnacle in the community. He has done so many things across the globe. He's an inspirational speaker. He is a sought-after motivational speaker. He's a CEO. He is a consultant. He's a Christian. He's a father. You name it, he does it, and I'm excited to have him on the show tonight. B-Ray is hanging out with us on the ones and twos. I'm your girl, Kia D. You know it. It's going down all the way live on tonight's show. This is the Shine Love Radio Show. So if this is your first time to the network or to the show, we appreciate you being here. Sunday night is motivational, inspirational, and that's what we do right here on our Shine Love Radio Show. So if you are ready to be motivated and inspired, then you're in the right spot. If you know someone that needs to be tuned in tonight, do me a favor. You got a couple seconds before we get this young man live on the air. It is 563-999-3456. That is our call-in number, 563-999-3456. Or you can go straight to the website, wetalkradio.com. Shine Lord Radio Show is the name of the show, and you can link in from there. So right now, I'm excited, so very excited to have this young man who has literally done so much across the globe. And tonight, we've got him for just a few moments, and I'm excited. I'm going to keep him going long in a few moments if I can. Because, listen, this is, I'm telling you, a joy and a treat across the world. Y'all have been waiting. We tried to do this a couple of weeks ago. I'm telling you, the devil is allowed. We tried to do it a couple of weeks ago, and the devil literally tried to step in and take over. But we said, no, you won't. We got something better for you. We're gonna get him on again on an even better Sunday, and that's tonight. So we're excited that the devil did not win tonight. I'm telling you, God is all over this thing. The extraordinary author, he's been consulted, he's a CFO, he's a father, he's a man of God, a very powerful man of God. Again, he is a sought-after inspirational and motivational speaker. He is none other than the amazing author himself, Sugar Ray Destin Jr. How you doing, my friend?
I'm good. How are you today?
I am super, super fab, you lust, and I'm so very excited that we finally got to get you on the air tonight. It's been a long time coming, my friend.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely been a long time coming. Like you said, it seems like the devil is busy when he knows that the synergy is in the building, especially with two or
real
more
talk
gathered in my name. Come on.
Amen. Real talk. You already know it. You already know it. So I want to dig right into who you are and the incredible things that you are doing across the globe. I spoke about it a little bit ago, and I just really want the audience to have an opportunity to know you and to have an opportunity to really, really, truly dive into your world. So if you don't mind, really quickly, if you could just let us know exactly who the amazing Sugar Ray Destin Jr. is.
All right. Yes, absolutely. I am a motivational speaker. I started my career about 10 years ago, May of 2010, and currently been focusing on helping people get their books written. Just published my fourth book, The Business of Books, and helping, I want to say, we just had a major author launch in Houston, six published authors. Did in about 3 months, all of them launched their books together. So just been busy behind the scenes working, not as much in the forefront as usual.
Wow. You know, what's interesting is I started We Talk Radio May of 2010.
Oh, look at this.
And man, real talk. Isn't that crazy? May 2010, I started We Talk Radio. And May 2010 is when you started your career. Crazy. And the crazy thing is, we've been connected for a very, very, very long time. Very long time. So it's just interesting how God does what he does. What do you have planned for your 10 years? 10 years is next year. You got anything major planned for your 10 years?
Yeah. Next year, we actually have a conference coming in March of 2010, March 6th through 8th. We're bringing in speakers from all over the country. It's called the BOBM 2020 conference. Speakers from Minnesota, Atlanta, California, possibly Florida, and possibly even international speakers coming in to share some information for entrepreneurs, people who are looking to become experts in their industry.
Wow.
So, you know, yeah, kick off 2020 with a bang.
You spoke a moment ago about that group book launch. I want you to talk more about that, because I guarantee you there's people out there who are tuning in who have a couple of people they want to, you know, launch a book with, and they think, man, you know what, this would be a great idea. What does something like that look like? And was that a one-time deal? Is that something you can do for others as well?
It definitely was not a one-time deal. Each of the authors, we did something different. So normally when you say a group book launch, you're talking, you know, co-authors. People wrote a book together. Each one of these individuals wrote and published their first book. And so what we did as a group, as a community, was put it together. And we went to Houston, launched everybody. Everybody had a chance to talk about their books, talk about themselves, their stories. And so, yeah, we, as the business of books, we've actually published, I want to say, about 25, 30 authors this year. People that have amazing stories, looking to become industry leaders. And, you know, somewhere along the line, somebody told them, you know, you're not a good writer. It could have been as early as elementary, and they just held on to it. Or they've had this book in them and just, you know, I don't know how to write a book. So they put it back on the shelf, or life gets in the way. You know, I worked this amazing job, just over broke. And even though this book is in me, I don't have the time for it. I know people that have spent 30 minutes a day writing, and within 3 months, we've helped them get their books out. So it's not just a one-time deal. That may actually be the first annual group book launch where we launch several authors. So next year I'm looking at doing at least 15 to 20 authors at one time.
Wow. So first of all, congratulations on, you know, your fourth book, published author of your fourth book. And you know, the let's talk about the business of books. Let's talk about that. I know that's a major, a big deal for you right now. And then, of course, you've got the conference, which is also very, very major as well. Let's talk about that, the business of books.
Absolutely. The business of books is a cohort. It's an intensive training program and community. And within that, what most people hear, you know, most people say, I want to write a book. It stops right there. And it's like, I want to write a book. So what does that entail? Writing, you know, anywhere from 75 to 200-300 pages and putting it out there and hoping that it goes somewhere. No, the business of books is about teaching people that in one book you are actually opening up to and over 10 additional streams of income just by becoming a published author, becoming an expert. Because once people see your work is out there, they're going to want more. So if you write a good book, next thing, most of us, we pick up a book and we're like, oh, man, that book was life-changing. It was game-changing. And then we put it down, never to look at it again. So the first stream of income is that workbook that comes next. If you want people to grow, help them by walking them through the steps. The next thing after that is programs, workshops, seminars. You have the opportunity to do speaking engagements. You have the opportunity to do trainings. You have the opportunity to create your own community, create your own movement, retreats, et cetera, et cetera. The list goes on and on. So we teach people that your book, your idea for a book is not just a one-time deal that you put on the shelf and then let it fly. It's actually something that starts a living, breathing movement. And changes lives throughout your community. I remember, if I can go back and give you a real quick testimony. So 2015, I think we actually talked around then, 13th, 2015. I put out my first book, and I was sitting across from this amazing young 7-year-old, and he looked at me and he said, Dad, he said, you know what? When I get older, I want to be an author as well. I want to be an author and a speaker. 2017, when he was 9 years old, we published his first book. 2019, this year, at 11 years old, he had his first paid speaking engagement. So that was just from writing and following through to completion, my first book. And I hear so many other stories like this, people that are in the group. Hey, my daughter is working on their book. She's excited about getting her book out. You know, my son sees me writing all the time, and he's now writing in his book. He's only in second or third grade. This is the type of changes that happens, and we change our communities by changing our mindsets and breaking through those barriers, breaking through those, you know, breaking through those quote-unquote glass ceilings. Nobody in my family is an artist. Nobody in my family went to college. Well, let's start breaking those chains. That's what it's. That's what this community is all about, breaking chains and helping people see that it's much bigger than just a book. And if we can do it, they can do it too.
Absolutely, absolutely. If you are just tuning in, I have, as you can see, an incredible powerhouse with us tonight. She is, of course, a motivational and inspirational speaker and an awesome CEO. He's published his fourth book, and he has an incredible conference coming up next year. We're going to get some more information about that. It is speaker, consultant, father, and author Sugar Ray Destin Jr. We're going to find out where you can get his information, because I know you're wanting, you got a book on the tip of your fingers, and it is ready, and you just need to know what to do with it. He is going to be able to lead you and guide you down that path. Or if you just got some questions, like, listen, I think I got a book, because a lot of people are like, well, I've got a chapter written, or I've got a workbook I think I want to do, or you know, I've got one page, but you know, it's a start, you know, all of that stuff. Trust me, he is here to assist and lead and guide you through this process, so it doesn't have to be hard for you. It can be a streamlined process, and that's what the experts do. They assist. So let me ask you this: the conference is coming up next year. If people are wanting to be a part of that conference, getting more information about it, one, where are they going to be? I know we talked about March the 6th through the 8th, 2020. And where is the conference going to be, and where can we get more information about it?
The conference is going to be here in Austin, Texas. And if you want information about it, you can go to our website, www.businessofbooksmastermind.com. Click on the link that says 2020 Retreat. A 2020 conference, and it has a full registration site, a little bit more information about the conference itself. And the speakers, wow. Can I just brag a little bit on some of these speakers?
Come on now. You know you can.
we have speakers, like I said, one of the powerhouse speakers started his speaking career, I want to say, about 5 years ago, and this guy is all over the country. He's out of Minnesota. I'm not going to give any names because I don't want to spoil any surprises. But he's out of Minnesota. He is killing the game when it comes down to speaking to everything from schools to companies, organizations, just changing the way that people see themselves. We have an amazing young lady out of Atlanta, Georgia, who is taking over the industry as we speak. I'm working to get this young man who one of his jokes is, I mean, because we talk all the time, and he says, you know, I use the airplanes like most people use Uber. Basically, he may be on one coast today and on the next coast tomorrow, and then by the end of the week, somewhere international. We have an amazing man out of Canada who is a 5-time international best-selling author, and helps people do the same thing. And I'm trying to get him down here to Texas for the conference. So we're not just playing with it. We're teaching people and bringing in some experts from around the country, around the globe, to share their stories, share their information, and, you know, share what it takes to be on this journey. What we consider normal now is not normal. So we're teaching people how to hit that and make these amazing accomplishments part of their normal daily routines as well. Still with me?
God is good. I'm telling you, God is good, brother. God is good. Listen, I am excited. I want everybody to be able to join in this conference, www.businessofbooksmastermind.com. It is the incredible author, speaker, consultant, inspirational speaker, motivational speaker. He is, of course, an incredible father, And, of course, he talks about his beautiful children. He loves his children. That's one of the incredible things about this amazing man. Let's talk about really quickly your family. If you don't mind, you can give him a shout-out and anybody else that you'd like to give a shout-out to as well.
Yeah, I definitely want to give a shout-out to my entire BOBM family. As they know, work. You know, that's the name of the game. And my son, Zayden O'Neill Mack, definitely have to give him a shout-out. Published author, speaker, and is already killing the game. And my family, you know, I got way too many family members to name. And I want to give you a shout-out. Thank you so much for having me on the show. And hopefully we can get you to come to the conference in 2020 and do some broadcasts and maybe get some interviews set up.
Absolutely. I'm getting with my team literally as we speak right now. So we're going to put that on the calendar for March the 6th. And I'd love to come on out and be a part, absolutely. And there's a couple of different things that we're going to be working on together, so I'm really excited about all of that. So, yes, absolutely. It's going to be a great year. 2020 is going to be big. I thought 2019 was going to be it. 2019 blew my mind. So I already know what 2020 is going to do for me. I'm telling you, I'm ready for God to do amazing things and things I've never even seen before, never imagined. That's what 2020 is going to be. So I'm very excited, and it's going to look the same for you, my friend.
Exactly. They say 2020 is hindsight. Well, we're about to make 2020 a reality.
Trying to tell you. We're taking it to another level. That's 10 years deep. May 2020 is going down. Real talk. I'm excited for March the 6th through the 8th, 2020, the BOBM 2020 conference, www.businessofbooksmastermind.com. Got to thank this amazing young man for hanging out with us tonight, the extraordinary author, speaker, CEO, man of God, Sugar Ray Destin Jr. Thank you so much.
Hey, and thank you for having me. God bless you and many, many blessings. Continued prosperity on your journey. And we definitely have to connect and do some more work together.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for being here tonight. We truly, truly appreciate it. Woo!
All right. Have a good one.
You too, King. Be blessed. The author of 4 published books. He is absolutely amazing. If you have wanted to figure out, listen, I got a book on the inside of my belly. He is the person that you need to speak with, and you need to be at that conference. It's www.businessofbooksmastermind.com. Guess what? It is truly affordable, and you need to be in the building. So there's going to be other masterminds in that building, other people that are in that building, other brand-new authors, other newbies, and they all will be there, and that y'all can all come together, and we can all come together, because guess what? I'm going to be there, too. I'm going to take my team down. We're going to have a good time. I love Austin. We're going to be in Austin, Texas, March the 6th through the 8th. That's right. It's going down. This is the Shine Lord Radio Show right here on We Talk Radio Network. Listen, don't go anywhere, because when we come back, actually, no, that's it. That's the end of the show. Okay, hold up. I've got to get Chief Smiley. Chief Smiley's in the studio with me real quick. Chief Smiley, we got 30 seconds. Can you close us out in prayer? Here we go. Chief Smiley.
Well, God, we thank you for another day, God, for working us up this morning, God, starting us on our way, God. We thank you for our many blessings. God, we ask that you just be with each and every one of us, God, as we end the night, God. We ask that you just continue to bless us. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen, amen. That's right. You heard it here first. The incredible Sugar Ray Destin Jr. right here live on We Talk Radio Network on the only spot you need to be. That's right, the Shine Lord Radio Show every Sunday night at 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time right here on We Talk Radio. That's right. Check us out, WeTalkRadio.com.
Oh! Let me go. She real.
Shining bright. Going hard. Living big. Like a star. Trying to hustle hard, but don't nobody want to talk about God. Trying to get it in, we trying to win, but don't nobody seem to know where to begin. Well, I'ma tell you something, I hope you listening. Life gets better when Jesus is your friend. You can tell him anything, he'll tell you everything. No competition, how you win it. waiting for the dream to come alive so you can live.
Well,
I'ma tell you something, I hope you listening. Life gets better when Jesus is your friend. When you give him everything, he'll give you everything. No competition, how you win it every day.
You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.